One of the things that happens in Kenya is that Kenyans like to talk all the time. But because of changes in the world, a lot of this is being done in social blogs, in the social media, on Facebook and all that. We are all complaining about one thing, and all of us young people are complaining about corruption. And I think ultimately what I got tired of was all of us complaining, talking about all these things, discussing what we think are solutions and doing nothing about it. And I thought that I needed to do something different from what has been done.
Anthony, this is just a website, and the fight against corruption has been going on for years. Governments upon governments have announced that they're fighting corruption. What is the contribution that the website is making?
Well, I'll tell you what, James. Remember, a journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step, number one. And number two, if you take, for example, the issue of Tunisia. In Tunisia, it took one person to put themselves on fire to have a change in that country. In Egypt, it took a very strong person to get on Twitter after the government had banned everything to be able to bring some change in Egypt. And I'm saying that it also takes one person to make a difference. And I'm not looking to have changes all over in the whole everything that the government is doing. What I'm hoping is that by harnessing the collective energy of Kenyans and citizens in Africa, we can be able to change how things are done in our continent. Because remember that corruption creates networks. It creates networks of people who are corrupt. And these people pay each other off and they make money from each other through corruption. So what I'm saying, ordinary citizens can be able to give their voice and tell us what they don't like. My hope, therefore, is that using the data we're going to be able to harness from this site, where ordinary citizens are sharing experiences, we can be able to change even if it's one single department and how many bribes are paid into it, then we'll have made a difference. Just to add into that is, I'll tell you what happens in this country, for example, or mostly in African countries, people hear about corruption when it's grand corruption. But that corruption, that kind of grand corruption, the only people who actually benefit from it are the very few people in the top positions in power. The problem with petty bribery, which is really what we are trying to get, is that it affects the poor people in their villages, in the little towns, in the big towns, from small little things, from getting the proper kind of service, from having to pay for services they've paid for. Am I idealistic? I say I probably am. But I believe that we can be able to make a change, a difference by doing some of these things.
And you are right. Petty bribery tends to hurt the poor of the poorest. Now, for example, I think in Africa, if you don't pay the bribe, you don't get your services that you deserve. So how are you empowering people who may be willing to accept the challenge that you're putting out by fighting corruption?
There are a couple of things I want to do, James. One of them is I want to do something that is I think will be very powerful. I'm hoping to get some donors to help me with that. And it's build an SMS interface onto the website, which then can be used by the ordinary Kenyans. Because about 16 million Kenyans have a cell phone, and most of them are even younger people. And what happens is that someone will be able to report a bribe via their cell phone on an SMS interface that will go to the database and then be uploaded to the site. I believe by doing that, I'm going to be able to reach more Kenyans than I'm able to do that right now.